All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Keeling's Corner. Week one in the books. Mikey, here with Mikey today. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so let's roll back to... We will recap our picks at the end of... Actually, you know what? No, we're not going to recap them because your picks sucked.
Okay.
My picks were great, and I don't want to embarrass you, you know, in front of however many people are watching. So we'll just wash away with week one, and we'll move on to week two. And we'll give our picks at the end of the show. All right. So, Mikey, how did you do week one fantasy? How'd you do?
3-1.
3-1. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Did you play anybody that... Who's the person that you played that you wish you didn't, even though you won?
Tank Dell.
Tank Dell? Now, you were playing Tank Dell?
Oh, no, I had him.
You had Tank Dell. All right, all right. Well, it's safe to say that Jordan Mason was the star of week one, even though he played on Monday night. Christian McCaffrey owners, I tried to warn everybody about Christian McCaffrey, and I said I did not want to take him with the number one pick. That's why I didn't want the pick. That's why I didn't want the first pick in any draft. God only knows how long he's going to be out. He's already out for week two. So,
and Mason looked like a star.
And Mason did look like a star, which is why it's hard to pay running backs in the NFL, because as long as you have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter who is behind that offensive line and who's running the football, because Jordan Mason was a 2022 undrafted rookie.
They're going to have to get that kid touches. Like, he legit looked like a top-tier running back.
He looked like Marshawn Lynch. He looked really, really good. But needless to say, if you took Jordan Mason... hopefully, if you were Christian McCaffrey owner, you took Jordan Mason earlier than, you know, most people did, and hopefully you have him. And if you took Jordan Mason and you don't have Christian McCaffrey, well, congratulations, because more often than not this year, considering McCaffrey's got an Achilles and a calf injury, those don't usually, you know, tend to go away. You're going to have a number one running back more often than not.
Especially since they're a dominant team, they won't have to lean on McCaffrey. They want to play him through injury, so it's more
exactly
likely than
not. And even more so, because they're a dominant team, they're going to be running the football a lot. You're going to see a lot of game scripts like last night. So certainly, if you have him, you're very lucky. I just want to say something. I was wrong.
Oh, what?
I was wrong about Justin Fields.
Oh.
I was wrong. He's starting.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes could be the Steelers quarterback, and they would run the same offense.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say a Steelers. He is about to be a Steelers quarterback.
No. What I'm saying is that it doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. The Steelers are going to run the same offense no matter what, because Mike Tomlin thinks he can win his way, which is play defense and limit turnovers, ground and pound, and, you know, don't throw the ball over the middle of the field. Not one pass.
Yeah, no, I saw his passing chart.
Not one.
Which is crazy.
You know, and he was 3 of 3 Fields and passes down the field for like 35 plus yards. And one of them was called back on a terrible offensive pass interference call on George Pickens. All of them were to George Pickens. So it's a good thing the Steelers didn't get Brandon Ayuk and waste $30 million on him, because they would have ran the same offense with or without Brandon Ayuk. This is what the Steelers are going to be this year, because they've been this way for the past 5 years. Justin Fields is not going to be a top fantasy quarterback, because the Steelers are not going to put him in the position to let him be a top fantasy quarterback. That's just what it is at the end of the day.
That's what Fields does well. He's a big play machine.
Exactly. And he's good when he's scrambling, and, you know, when the play breaks down and he's scrambling
he's
out of the pocket, whether he could run or he could throw, that's where he's at his best, and the Steelers aren't going to put him, you know, in too many of those positions.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, he's not a pocket passer.
No, like, he's not. And he ran the ball 14 times. This is going to be a lot of running.
Yeah.
The Steelers are going to run the football a lot. I hope I'm wrong, but Justin Fields is not going to be a top fantasy quarterback in this offense, because the offense will never let him be. So, any other offense, yes. But he's never going to dance in the pocket for 10 seconds. That's just not going to happen. The ball is going to be out of his hand within five to 6 seconds. So,
I don't think they're the playmakers for that. I think they're better passing deep, because Pickens is more of a deep threat.
And Fields is a better deep baller. Even if they had the playmakers for it, they still wouldn't do it. Guys can look good if you throw the ball down the field. These are professional quarterbacks. If you have guys running routes over the middle of the field, they're going to be open, you know, throughout the game, and they're going to get big plays. The Steelers just aren't going to do it. Like, if he was playing, if you swap Will Levis and Justin Fields, Will Levis is throwing the ball down the field because the plays are designed to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
You know, he stinks.
Will Levis, that last pick
single-handedly cost himself week one, but... If you were to just if you swap Will Levis and Justin Fields, the Titans win that game. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. He threw that pick six was maybe the worst pick six I've seen in my life. He was on his knees. Like, what are you doing?
It was really
just take the sack.
That was really bad. The Steelers are actually, I think the Steelers are actually going to win a lot of games this year playing that style of football, but I think they have no chance to win a Super Bowl playing that style of football. So,
yeah, that especially for fantasy, that offense doesn't look very enticing.
There's only, matter of fact, I would like to have Najee Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, because he's going to get the ball a lot. The Jets last night stunk.
They did.
They stunk it up. We're recording this on Tuesday, actually, this week, not our normal day. So you'll be hearing this about 4 days later. So things can change. Guys can become active if we talk about them, inactive if we talk about them. But, yeah, rolling into week two, the fantasy waiver wire, the most likely added person outside of Jordan Mason is going to be Isaiah Likely. I don't know if that's going to stick. My gut feeling says it's gonna be Isaiah Likely this year that's going to be the guy there, but my knowledge and history, Isaiah Likely's not going to do that every week. It's going to be Mark Andrews. That offense. Lamar Jackson is awful. Lamar Jackson, out of 64 passers in the NFL, he's the worst when it comes to just passing the football. Best athlete, which makes him a good quarterback. Okay, but when it comes to just solely passing the football, like arm talent, Lamar Jackson is at the bottom of the barrel. Because if he could throw, if he had that arm talent, he'd be the best quarterback ever.
And also, if they're like playing against a bad team, they're going to run the ball. Like that with the Chiefs, they had to pass. Lamar is usually not going to throw that many times.
No, and Lamar was running a lot. And, you know, I think the Ravens and the Chiefs are becoming a real rivalry. I don't think the Ravens are that good this year. I think losing 15 players along with their defensive coordinator is huge. I think that's huge. I think when I look at the Eagles. The Eagles lost two coordinators, and they stunk in the second half of last year. So I feel like coordinators play a lot bigger of a role, you know, to a team's success than, you know, one may think. You know, they're not easily replaceable. You know, Eric Bieniemy left Kansas City, and their offense didn't look that good last year.
Oh, yeah, it didn't.
27 touchdowns to 14 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes. That's not Patrick Mahomes-like. They won the Super Bowl because of how great Patrick Mahomes is, okay? But the offense certainly didn't flow, you know, even though you could say, oh, they didn't have the same type of pass catchers, you know, this and that. But their offense did not, you know, it didn't have the same engine. It wasn't running, you know, fluently, as Stephen A. would say. Everything's fluid with Stephen A. You know, everything's fluid. It's a fluid situation. He actually came out with his A list, actually, you know, where he ranks his top five teams, and he had the Ravens at number five.
Really? Was it before or after week one?
No, it was today. It was this morning.
Oh, really?
It was this morning.
I can't put Ravens there right now.
No, that's what I want to say. Stephen A., the Ravens lost week one. The Ravens lost. Okay? The Houston Texans are alive. You know, C.J. Stroud is a thing. All right? And let's not forget, yes, Patrick Mahomes, I believe, threw 50 touchdowns in his rookie year. Well, the first year he actually played.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud is just as good, okay? And you want to know who's kicking themselves in the butt?
Who?
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah. The Browns, yeah.
Watson has another lawsuit against them. He's owed an insane amount of money. I don't know how many years Watson plays, you know, the Cleveland Browns, especially, you know, it's got to hurt because Baker Mayfield looks great.
Yeah.
He looked good last year. Okay. Houston Texans are the big winner.
Oh, yeah. By a mile.
Of that trade.
Like, they got Stroud. They got multiple key pieces, you know, from that trade.
They might be the best offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. When you really break it down, Joe Mixon, he's old, okay, but he's still performing.
He looked great last week.
He did. By the way, fantasy players, if you have Joe Mixon, trade him. Trade him now.
You think so?
Trade him now. He's an older type of running back. Okay. His value will never be higher than it is right now. If you can get someone to bite, and you could go get, you know, if you can even combine him with like a lower level guy, okay, and you can trade him for like Barkley.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you could trade you know, mixing in a wide receiver for Barkley, go out and do it. Okay, because Barkley's going to be a stud this year.
If he stays healthy, he'll be RB1.
Stud. And you know what? I got Tyreek Hill in my leagues, so I can't complain too much, which, by the way, when he got arrested, I was like, oh, my God, am I really going to lose my first or when he got detained, I was like, am I really going to lose my wide receiver, my first pick in the draft in two leagues? I mean, come on. But thank God, you know, he was able to play, and, you know, that whole situation will work itself out. Hopefully, they play Thursday night, so I don't know. Hopefully, you know, nothing happens from it, and he could play.
I think it's more of a chance that police officer gets arrested.
Oh,
you see
well,
video?
The police officer actually got, I'm pretty sure he was placed on leave or something like that, which he should.
That was disgusting.
I don't want to get too into all of that, but there was no need for that. Yeah. Completely unnecessary. The cop was completely in the wrong. All of them were completely in the wrong. But getting back to football and sticking with football, I think, you know, Devon Achane in that offense was used a little bit differently than people might have thought. Everything was a screen pass for the most part. That team was not throwing the ball down the field that much.
Yeah.
Yes, Hill and Waddle had two huge plays, but I feel like when I was watching the game, everything was a screen pass. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and last night with the Jets, you know, Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson were the only two guys. I'm pretty sure that Rodgers only targeted three guys, something that he's never done in his career.
Yeah, it was Lazard.
It was Lazard, Wilson, and Hall.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised they didn't go for a big play to the guy from the Chargers.
Mike Williams?
Yeah, Mike Williams
barely played.
Yeah, I know.
Which was weird is that they played. He was inserted into the game when they were down by three scores. So why wasn't he playing? I don't know. Just
that whole game was just weird for the Jets.
Robert Saleh's got to go.
He does. I've been saying
that
for a long time.
Nathaniel Hackett's
got
to go. I mean, they were very predictable. I felt like I was watching the Steelers' offense of the past 5 years. It was run, third and long pass. That's not a recipe for success. Rodgers can't move.
Yeah.
I mean, that was evident. On the interception that he threw, he didn't put any pressure on his back leg. I mean, Rodgers looked awful. The arm talent's still there, though. He made some incredible throws last night, you know, but he can't move. And if he can't move, that offensive line needs to be great, and I don't think it is. So Hall had no running room last night.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, no running room last night. He did just enough to beat me in fantasy. I lost by 0.2. Okay?
Oh, that sucks.
I lost by 0.2 because Brock Purdy took the sack at the end of the game. Kyle Shanahan, what are you doing? It's 3rd-and-2. You're dominating with Jordan Mason. He's got 150 rushing yards, and you're rolling out Brock Purdy? Come on, man.
He slides down to it. Didn't even throw it away.
Yeah, speaking of Jerry Rice, I dropped two passes last night.
Who?
Jerry Rice.
What are you talking about?
Jerry Rice. The guy that had that whole, you know, contract situation in the offseason. Yeah. No, Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who was so great that he needed to, you know, hold out for all this time and drop two passes last night.
That touchdown drop was crazy.
Yeah, well, so
that was a great ball, too.
Absolutely. See, now that's what I like to say. Brock Purdy, that's something Lamar Jackson could never do.
Oh, yeah.
Make that type of a throw. But, you know, getting back to Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice owners, you might want to, you know, be a little weary about, you know,
be a couple of weeks till he gets back to form.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Rice is pretty good. So, you know, if he's worth $30 million, he should, you know, theoretically be good, you know, week two. I guess we'll see, but
yeah.
No, but seriously though, Brandon Ayuk owners, they will be fine. He's gonna just be, you know, his same regular consistent self. I was very, very happy that football started this week, and I'm very happy that we got back into, you know, the flow of things, you know, because for one, it gives us something to talk about all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're on the show too, it gives us, you know, there's always a topic of discussion. People are freaking out over McConkey from LA. Saying that he's going to be, you know, the number one guy there.
Yeah. I feel like every other week it's kind of like a different guy's going to have the big game each week.
Yeah, well, J.K. Dobbins looked really, really good. But again, I would be a little bit weary of J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins didn't look as fast. Yes, he had a good game, but I would be a little weary about J.K. Dobbins and how much money, if he's available in your league, that you want to spend your fab money on him. I mean, it's going to be a split. It was 14-13, and Dobbins just happened to have the big game. Then again, Harbaugh might want to use guys from Ohio State. So
I don't know.
It's a little interesting, but Devontae Adams' owner should be
a little scared.
a little
that
scary.
Whole Raiders offense.
Even though I do think Gardner Minshew is going to be able to get him the football because Gardner Minshew throws the ball a lot. It's just a bad week one performance.
And that rushing attack looked terrible.
Oh, that rushing attack looked awful.
White didn't look good, fumbled the ball. Like, I don't know what they're planning to do, but that team looks like they're not going to win more than 5 games.
No, the top 3 draft picks next year will probably be the Panthers, the Giants, and the Raiders.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the Giants?
That was disgusting.
Giants fell apart.
Yeah.
Is Daniel Jones' career over? A lot of people like to put the blame on him, but that team is awful. Like, that team is so bad. That secondary is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They got to get a Dory Jackson accustomed now. He's got
to
play all
the Giants need to do is just be really bad. Just be really bad.
Yeah, they got to get a new quarterback.
And just get your quarterback, okay? You got Ewers coming out of the draft. You got Sanders coming out of the draft. And by the way, Shedeur Sanders, he looked really, really good week one. Yeah. He looked awful against Nebraska.
If I'm the Giants, I want Ewers. I don't want Sanders. I think he's also full of himself. I don't think he has the I don't know.
Oh,
I
you
just
hear
don't,
that, Dion?
I just don't like him, to be honest.
Mikey from New Jersey just called your son full of himself.
I think he's better. I think he's better. He thinks he's better than he is. Because, like, they don't really win. People
But Colorado, that team stinks.
Yeah.
Their defense is the worst defense ever, which I'm surprised because Deion Sanders, you know, you're Deion Sanders. I would expect more people to want to play for Deion Sanders, especially on the defensive side of the football. You know, how.
Around them.
Exactly. How is it possible that, you know. Well, first off, you want a good bet?
What?
No way. Deion Sanders is the coach of Colorado next
year. Oh, yeah,
year.
I think he retires, to be honest.
No, he's not going to retire.
You don't think so?
I do not think he's going to retire. I think he's going to go to a bigger school where he can actually get the talent to come in, but there is no way he stays at Colorado if his son's not there. No way.
You think a team, like, after what he's done with Colorado, that, like, a big team's going to hire him?
Some team will give him the chance, I think.
What team you think?
I don't know a specific team. Yeah. I couldn't tell you, you know, who's going to go out and give him a chance. College football, though, is more wide open now than it's ever been. Big upset, Notre Dame, number 5 seed.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Lost to Northern Illinois. Alabama was on the ropes to South Florida. You know, Penn State was on the ropes to Bowling Green. College football, you'll probably have a top 10 team this year with 3 losses.
That's crazy.
You know, that's just the way sports, especially college sports, are changing now, just like basketball. Any one of these lower schools can win. NIL deals are completely changing the landscape of football. The transfer rules are completely changing the landscape of college sports. Yeah, and it makes it interesting too for drafts. Like the kid Raiola from Nebraska who beat Sanders this week in Colorado.
Oh, you're talking about the quarterback?
Yeah, that looks just like Mahomes.
Yeah. I was watching a video.
I mean, he plays just like him. I don't know if the arm strength is there, but he plays just like him.
He does look pretty good.
You know, and he looks the part too. The kid's only 19.
Really?
He's only 19, so...
Is he a freshman or...?
I think he's a sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a sophomore. But yeah, he could be, you know, in a couple of years, that next quarterback coming out of the draft that everyone's like, oh, I want him, I want him. Patrick Mahomes, the comparison. Speaking of quarterbacks that just came out of the draft, Caleb Williams. Everyone wants... See, just imagine if that was Justin... The Bears screwed up massively.
I feel like it was just nerves that first game. I don't think he's that bad.
Well, no, I don't think he's that bad, but how different would the Bears team look right now if they kept Justin Fields and traded that number one pick for like 3 first, because Caleb Williams was proclaimed as, you know, the second coming of Jesus in the NFL. You know, just imagine if they would have traded that number one pick for a player and 3 picks or something like that. They would be sitting so pretty. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be as good as Justin Fields was in Chicago.
I don't know about that. Okay. I don't think Fields are really all that good on Chicago.
No, but he didn't have Keenan Allen and Roma Dumze, and he had DJ Moore for a year. You know, look at what he did with DJ Moore last year. He got DJ Moore the ball, and DJ Moore produced.
I do think he would have.
Is he ever going to rush for 1,100 yards?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay. You think he's going to throw for more than 4,000 yards at some point?
Probably not this year, but I could see him doing it in the future.
Listen, it was the first week, so I don't want to completely overreact.
Yeah.
I just don't think he should be getting all of this, you know, glory that he was getting coming out of the draft.
I think it definitely would have helped him to sit a couple games to start the year. I think he looked way too nervous to start, and he was just sailing every deep ball. Like, it didn't help that Keenan Allen dropped the touchdown, but he also missed him a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, and another guy that looked a little scared and didn't really throw the ball was the second pick in the draft, Daniels. He didn't really throw the ball that much. I think he's going to look a lot better this week against the Giants.
Everyone will look better.
I would probably pick Washington to win that game against the Giants. But then again, I also don't want to overreact, you know, with Daniel Jones and the Giants. Who knows, from week to week, anybody can win. I just want to say, Sunday morning, I called Patriots beating the Bengals. I called it, and I was told I was nuts, but I actually have proof of it, too. It's in text message form. This is why you pay your receivers.
The Patriots' defense looks very good, though. It looks really good.
I think the Bengals' offense looked really bad.
You think so?
This is why you pay your receivers.
Yeah.
Cincinnati! You have T. Higgins, who's not playing right now, probably because he did not get paid, because why would he play with a little bit of a knick-knack injury when he's still playing for a contract? Jamar Chase hasn't practiced all offseason. Why? Because you're not paying him. We all know that eventually, when push comes to shove, and Jamar Chase is about to leave, you're going to pay him. So just get it over with now, rip the Band-Aid off, and just pay him.
Because you're going to have to pay him more if you pay him next year than the year after.
Exactly. The price is just going to keep going up. So what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Just
I don't know why these teams like keep dragging it. Because like, look at Ayuk. Lamb didn't have the week that you'd expect him to have.
Lamb didn't have the week that you expected him to have, and Lamb got paid, and so did Prescott got paid.
They looked off last game. The Cowboys didn't look all that. They won big.
No, but the Browns.
That Browns looked terrible.
Bad.
Watson's got to get sat, by the way. I get it that you paid him all this money, but they're a playoff team with a half decent quarterback. I think Winston's good enough. I mean, Flacco brought them to the playoffs.
They could probably use Russell Wilson right now.
I'd want to see how Jameis, because I like his.
Well, you know, Jameis's going to turn the ball over a lot.
I mean, look what Flacco did. He turned the ball over a lot, but a lot of big plays. I think they got a lot of playmakers like Cooper and Jerry Jeudy. I think.
And they just signed Tony, Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, so like I like him taking a lot of chances. I think the Browns need someone like that. Like, someone that's, I mean, obviously it helped to have a better quarterback, but I feel like he's way better than,
you know,
Watson.
But I still think Russell Wilson still has more to play in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, I do think.
Like, I still think Russell Wilson, if he was on the Browns, I still think he would be good. Yeah. You know, I think the Steelers offense would have looked the same if Russell Wilson was the quarterback on Sunday. I think that Russell Wilson can still help team win football games. I just think for the Steelers, for the point that they're at, they need to know if Fields is going to be, you know, the future or not.
Yeah.
If not, you can't continue to waste T.J. Watt's, you know, prime. T.J. Watt's the best player in the NFL right now. Definitely. I mean,
they got a lot of future Hall of Famers in that defense. Cameron Hayward, like,
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
You know, who's really coming along, too? Joey Porter. Joey Porter's becoming locked in right now. Joey Porter has been really, really solid. You know, Patrick Queen is a really big addition to that defense. Peyton Wilson, really big addition to that defense. You know, they have one of the best front sevens in football. You know, Deshaun Elliott and Dante Jackson were nice adds. They just re-signed. They just picked up Terrell Edmonds.
Yeah,
who was their first overall pick in 2016.
They've had too much bad quarterback play. The quarterback's got to step up, and they'll be a top team in the NFL.
Exactly. I think Fields perfectly game managed the game on Sunday. He did exactly what he needed to do. He did what a lot of people thought he couldn't do. You know, he was very under wraps.
Yeah,
he didn't take, you know, he didn't put the ball up for grabs. You know, like, he didn't put his team in a position where, you know, he could turn the ball over. You know, I don't think anybody thought that he was capable of doing that. You know, he's not the quick processor of the football. He's never going to get the ball out of his hands, you know, super fast on the first read. And, like, you know, they said he has a hard time reading defenses, which is why he's better on the run when it breaks down. And he's scrambling out, and the defense breaks down, and guys just, you know, run away from their route. That's the Justin Fields that's great in fantasy. All right, so we'll pick up at the end of the show now.
All right, yeah.
We're gonna go to our picks. Again, this is our Fox Sports New Jersey picks of the week. If you want to enter the contest, go to foxsportsnewjersey.com, create an account, sign up, make your picks. All right, Mikey, you didn't do too good last week, so we won't talk about that. We're going to go straight to our picks for this week. All right. Got the Bills and the Dolphins on Thursday night. This will be coming to you later. So this is basically, can you read the future?
I'll go the Dolphins.
I'm going to go with Miami as well, even though, you know, I'm not too confident about that pick. Like, to me, that game is 50-50. I'm going to go Miami because they're home. All right. Saints, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I'm going to go Dallas as well. In a lot closer of a game than people will think, I think. Okay, Raiders, Ravens.
I'll go Ravens.
I'm going to go the Ravens as well. Giants, Commanders.
I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going to go with the Commanders only because they're home. Chargers, Panthers.
I'll go Chargers.
Yeah, I'll go Chargers too. I think the Panthers stink. Colts, Packers.
I was just talking about this in the car with my cousin who's a Packers fan. I think the Packers are going to wind up winning this game.
It's a low spread. 3.5. Colts lost the first game. That spread is interesting. I'm still going to have to go Indianapolis. 49ers, Vikings.
I'm going to go with 49ers.
Yep, 49ers in a pretty low spread, 6. Browns, Jaguars.
I'll go the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to say the Browns. I'm going to say the Browns go into Jacksonville and upset them. Seahawks, Patriots.
Seahawks.
I'm going to go Seahawks, even though it's in New England. Jets, Titans.
I'll go the Jets.
I'm going to give the Jets the W there, too. Buccaneers, Lions.
Lions.
I'm going to go Lions. Rams, Cardinals.
I'll go the Rams. Cooper Kupp looks very good.
I'm going to go the Cardinals, even though Cooper Kupp does look good. Steelers, Broncos.
I'll go to Steelers.
I'm going to go the Steelers. I think the Broncos looked awful. Bo Nix did not look very good. And the game of the week, Bengals, Chiefs.
I'll go the Chiefs.
I'm going to go Chiefs as well. Sunday Night Football, Bears, Texans.
Bears, Texans. I'll go Texans.
I'm going to go Texans as well. And Falcons, Eagles on Monday Night Football.
I'll go Eagles.
I'm going to go the Eagles too, but I think Atlanta's going to keep that closer than people think.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so those are our picks. Those are CJ and Mikey's picks for week 2 of the NFL. Mikey, I hope you do a lot better than you did in the first week. To be honest, I don't even remember the picks that I made in the first week, so I'm going to try and remember it. These a lot more now. Go back and listen to it, and because, you know, things change, you know, picks change as, you know, Sunday rolls around. We're recording this on Tuesday, so all right, that's gonna be an end of another great episode. Mikey, thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week. Keelan Swarner out.